zebra mussels are becoming a problem in the Red River.
This spring, for whatever reason, they just went boom.
State Game and Fish Director Terry Steinwan told the Interim Water Topics Committee, it appears the zebra mussels came from Minnesota's Pelican Lake through the Ottertail River. He says the invasive species have been found all the way into Canada. Steinwan says Game and Fish had to adopt an emergency rule to help prevent the spread of the mussels to other bodies of water.
And we had administrative rules out there that you can't have any water. You have to empty your live well before you leave a water body. And we went one step further saying you can't even take your bait away from the Red River in any water. You have to pull your plug out of your boat. You have to drain well, meaning no water out of the Red River area at all.
Steinwan says the legislature's Administrative Rules Committee will get a look at that new rule, and he says the department may go even further.
We've had comment when we took comments on this emergency administrative rule, why don't you have the drain plug out for statewide? It actually would be easier for enforcement to say, okay, you don't have your drain plug out, you got to pull it out. You can't have it in there.
Steinwan says the department is looking at expanding its roadside checks to make sure boats have been drained.
In fact, we're looking internally right now is, can we provide the funding at some of those higher risk areas? We'd be Devil's Lake, some areas down by Ashley Wishick where we've had some comments that there's a lot of non-resident traffic down there. If we can find the internal salary dollars, we're going to hire temporaries to help our enforcement with the check stations, plus kind of a roaming check area is what it amounts to.
At least one lawyer in the Fargo area has questioned whether the department has the authority for those roadside checks.
Until the courts tell us that we're doing it wrong or we shouldn't be doing it, we're going to continue to do these.
Steinwan says the problem with zebra mussels is they can clog up water intakes, and those who use the Red River water for drinking or irrigation would have to spend a lot of money to keep the intakes clean. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.